Look, I've never really felt sexy. It's just not who I am. Yeah, I mean,
that
I
makes
haven't.
You feel sad for you.
No, I don't. It's a feeling I don't.
As a woman, you don't want to feel sexy?
I mean, sure, but
there's
it's
some
like,
moment, but you just don't. You just don't.
I just don't. You know, like I think some women ooze sex appeal. I'm not one of them.
What about when you were wearing those leather pants on Christmas party at the station?
Okay, I never thought that until you brought it up, and then I guess that's
Jason
probably
thought
this.
You looked.
No,
I guess
we both said, "Who the hell's that down there?" Because it was far in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then as we approach, we're like, oh, gosh.
It's kind of like when you see like from a distance, from the back, like blonde hair, uh-huh. and like a nice butt or whatever. You're like,
yeah.
And then you walk up and turn around to a dude. You're like, no. What do I do? I'm not calling you a dude. But I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
We were fooled.
Yeah, these are all thoughts that I've had for myself for years. Okay. I think pretty much since birth.
Okay. That's insecure, though.
Yes. I mean, totally. It's just like, I don't know. I don't know the difference.
Have you ever wore a bikini?
On my honeymoon.
You
that
did.
Was it. Yep. That's
it's the only time.
One and only time. Because I was in a third world country and I was like, no one will know me here.
Yeah.
There's only one photo.
Yeah.
And I said, that is all that it will be. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's
got
it.
You.
So I've never really felt that way. And it's just, that's okay, right?
Yeah.
But
okay.
Something that I had to do very recently in front of my husband has taken any chance of that off the table.
Any chance of being sexy?
Ever. Because he witnessed this 3 nights in a row. I had to do an at-home sleep study.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever had to do that
yeah.
before?
Yeah.
You
I've
have.
Done that.
With the Sleep Med Solutions, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. I did not know. I thought you had to go somewhere.
Yeah. Originally,
I had
to
do that, too.
You did. You went somewhere. I don't know. I understand going somewhere because I think, how are you ever supposed to get a good night of sleep when you go somewhere and you know somebody's watching you and mm-hmm. monitoring you?
Yeah, it was very odd. Yeah. It happened for like 3.5 hours, and it was the best night's sleep I'd ever gotten.
How?
Like, it took me forever to fall asleep, but after like 3.5 hours of actual sleep, because they mask you up and adjust your oxygen and all that stuff, so it's the first time I was actually able to breathe while I slept.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the technology has gotten a lot better, where you used to have to be monitored in a hospital. Not a hospital, but like
a sleep center.
That's where I was. Yeah,
the sleep center.
Or a hospital, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It felt like a hospital.
Yeah. And so I did not know that my doctor, because I went to my doctor, because I'm, you know, checkups, and then I'm always tired. I'm always tired.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
for years and years and years, I'm like, I don't know why. I mean, I do know why, but I was just secretly hoping that it was my thyroid. And then at one point it was. So I was like, well, thank God. But my doctor said, I just don't get it. I mean, all of the things that I'm seeing are looking good, but let's do this at-home sleep study. I said, okay, sure, I'm up for it. Well, what I didn't know is that I had to strap myself into some sort of getup and like all these wires and microphones and gadgets and I thought there
we
was...
have to do that.
I didn't have that.
You didn't?
Not for that sleep, not at home.
Okay, there's a photo on our social media.
Okay, let me look at it. I'll look at it.
My husband snapped the photo, so that's how I know that, you know, feeling sexy is going to be just off the table because he's witnessed this.
Oh my gosh, it looks like you just got out of an operation.
It does. And that's not even... The strap across my forehead was right before I placed it into my nose.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is what I had.
So that's
this
what
is
you
a,
had?
That's what I had.
It's on our station page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And our, yes.
Shout out to your weighted blanket.
Oh my God, I can't sleep without it. What I didn't have on at the time was my weighted eye mask,
what in the world?
Which I also wear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what we had to do.
No.
We had to just wear this thing on our
head. It was a headpiece that it went right over your head,
mm-hmm.
it fit comfortably, and it had a little monitor on it, and that's it.
Nope. Okay, this is, do you see the strap that's over my
I
head?
No, I see it.
With, like,
this is not
tubes?
Sexy.
No,
it
not
goes
one
in your
bit.
Nose, right?
It goes over my cheeks, and then two of those prongs go up into my nose,
mm-hmm.
and then those other two long fang-looking things go over my mouth, and those are microphones.
Okay, I didn't have the microphone part, but everything else I did have.
Okay. And there's a strap that goes across my chest, and mm-hmm. it wasn't
Oh, that went
tight.
All around your body.
Yeah, it went all the way around.
No, we didn't have that.
And then it has to sit right there in the center, and then it had a watch, like an eye watch,
uh-huh.
and then a monitor that had to be, it was supposed to be on my thumb, but it kept falling off my thumb. So then I put it on my middle finger. And so I couldn't move because I felt weird. And I felt like if I rolled over, because I'm typically a like side sleeper, and then I like my legs to be in a, it's very specific.
Uh-huh.
I like it to be in a four, and I like to have like my legs in a four, and I like to have my weighted blanket up over my head with my weighted eye. It's very specific.
The fact mm-hmm. that you and Ben ever have sex is shocking.
It happens well before this stage.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess it'd have to.
Well before
this
stage.
You're not having spontaneous for the most part.
I mean,
rarely.
Not during the week.
Not during the week.
If I want any sort of sleep, not during the
once
week.
Once you're going to bed, that's it.
Yes. I'm in for the night.
You're in your catacomb.
Yes. And so the weighted blanket's on. And my husband came in, he was putting the kids to bed, and he was like, oh, God. And so he took the picture.
There she is.
I made it, okay, supposed to do it for 3 nights, max.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, minimum. 3 nights minimum. Well, the first night, I made it through, it was fine. The second night, I made the mistake of doing it when we were coming back from break. And so it was the first day back, and I was like, there's no, I'm not asleep. I shouldn't have done. Halfway through the night, I ripped it off because I'm not doing this. And I flung it, you know. Yeah. And then I did it again for 2 other nights and recorded all the data. And so I have to send it off today. But I just thought.
Well, I wonder what it's going to say.
I don't know. But here's the thing. I wear an Aura ring and I love it.
Yeah, I heard they're awesome.
I've had it for a year now. I've had it for a year. It monitors my sleep. It tells me if I'm how much I'm waking up. It tells me my readiness. It tells me, you know, like how much I slept, how quickly I fell asleep. I love it. So I don't anticipate this telling me anything different.
So you took it to see if you have sleep apnea.
Well, I took it because my doctor prescribed it, and I said I got the
Aura
ring.
But they're testing for sleep apnea.
But they're testing for sleep apnea. Right. She said there's no way with the way that all of your things, like labs and lifestyle and working out and all the things, that you should be as tired as you are. And I said, well, have you heard about my life?
Yeah.
Do you know?
And what time you wake up?
Mm-hmm, about
do you
the
snore?
Things that I do. Well, my husband says yes. And
I think you
I
have it.
I talk
think,
a
hey,
lot.
Should we take a? Should we do a lunch bed if she has sleep apnea?
Well,
I
mean,
want to get back into these lunch beds. We kind of stopped those for a while.
We did. That's why we stopped going to lunch. Probably.
I'm
going to
bet that you have sleep apnea.
You think?
I think you have sleep apnea. Okay. I think more people than realize have it.
Is it based on the circumference of my neck? Because that was alarming.
That that could play a role. A lot of NFL players have it because they're bigger and they have huge necks.
That was alarming. I had to measure it because in the beginning they say, how big's your neck? I'm like, I don't know.
No, there's people that are super thin that have sleep apnea.
Yeah, true. But a lot of times it has to do with the weight and all that. And sometimes But
I'm lighter now than I have been in many years.
But you might have had sleep apnea for your entire life.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. It's shocking to me. Carol always used to say, I snore so loud. I'm like, stop. You're lying. And then there's a snore app. You have to pay for it. And then it records everything. It'll tell you how you snore. And you don't even have to, go through the whole night. There's little lines that tell you this is where you snore.
Yeah.
It was the loudest snore I've ever heard. I can't believe I didn't wake myself up. It also tells you when you fart in the middle of the night. It has everything. And I was shocked by it. And one time I remember, Carol, it would be a viral video if we ever posted it now. We were at a concert far away, and I came back all after drinking, and drinking makes your...
It does make it worse.
And I'm on my back, and I'm snoring. She takes the phone out and plugs my nose. And doesn't release it until about a minute.
I think it's called attempted murder.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're laughing. Near death.
And then I was like, waking up like that. I'm like, a few seconds more, I might have died. And that's why I probably am the way I am now.
Right.
Yes. Definitely caused brain damage.
Yeah, you definitely have slight brain damage.
I do that. I know for a fact that I wake myself up because I will be sound asleep. And then all of a sudden I go like that.
Yeah.
And I hear myself do
it. That's a pretty good tell.
It's like, now I'm ready.